Hello and welcome to the Innovative Missional Ministries podcast. I'm Jeff Heisner, video journalist and digital media director for the Michigan District. Today, we're talking with Pastor Christian Jones and Rachel Seaman, assistant director of the Flint Mission Network. And you, Christian, are a busy man, and Rachel, you're a busy woman right here at the Michigan District as we speak. Christian, you run the Franklin Avenue Mission in Flint, but that's not all. Talk about the York Avenue Mission and the celebration that happened this past weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So this past weekend, Franklin Avenue Mission, we had a celebration at Our Savior Lutheran on the north side of Flint as we transitioned it into the York Avenue Mission. And what the celebration was a public launching of what is called the Flint Mission Network. The Flint Mission Network is this kind of all Flint encompassing mission that we are starting and expanding into. So that's going to include Franklin Avenue Mission, which Michigan District has known and loved for 6-7 years now. Are we that old? Like, it's amazing how quickly time flies. And then York Avenue, which is brand new as far as a missional start. It's also been housing Mercy House. They've been a part of the Mission Network now for 3 years, 2019. I think it was October 2019 that they came on board. And then this Wednesday, November 10th in 2021, we're launching the Luke Clinic here at the Franklin Avenue Mission campus as well. So these four core ministries are what comprises the brand new and exciting Flint Mission Network.
It's in the city. We know this city has hit some hard times, has been through hard times for years and years now. How would you describe where the city is right now?
So when I speak to people about Flint, especially from those who are outside of Flint, one of the things that I hear over and over again, it's a little town with big city problems. And I don't know if that's exactly fair or not. It's an urban center. It is an inner city. I mean, we have tall buildings here that go up into the sky. We have really awful traffic at times. Like it's a city. We have city issues here. It's not a little place. It's a big place with some real systemic issues going on. Flint probably hit rock bottom at the end of the 70s and 80s and didn't really do anything for maybe 20, 30 years beyond that. But I would say probably within the past decade, there's been some urban renewal taking place within the city. Unfortunately, that hasn't necessarily hit the east side, which is where Franklin Avenue Mission was planted, formerly Calvary Lutheran Church, for those from the city. The east side of Flint is still a fairly rough neighborhood. And so we see the systemic issues of poverty. So that's food deserts. People don't have available access to affordable food that they can go and get themselves. There's gun violence and all sorts of violence. Not that we want to dwell on these issues and elevate them. I mean, they're serious issues, but we don't want to celebrate them. They take place. You have sex crimes, sex trafficking. Those are very prevalent issues where we are. And so the focus becomes, how can we, as the body of Christ, dive headfirst into these issues, lifting up the cross and proclaiming Christ to those who are in need? And that's really kind of what makes us innovative, because we as a church historically have kind of struggled with these since the early church had matured. And so being able to go and to witness to people who are hungry, what does it mean to go and to feed the hungry? What does it mean to go and love and care for people whose entire self kind of evaluation because of being trafficked has been destroyed? What does it mean to share Christ in these situations? That's the reality of doing mission work in Flint at the moment.
And Rachel, you've been in and around Flint for years. Why don't you tell us your take on where Flint is right now? What are some of those needs?
Yeah, so it's interesting because growing up near here, you know, Flint was always a place where you didn't want to go, especially by yourself anywhere. And that's just kind of the concept that you kind of grew up with. And like Pastor Christian said, it's really changed in the past decade or so. And so, you know, for me and my husband, we actually were living downtown in the heart of Flint, and it's really turned around. But the thing that I'm very cautious of or very much aware of is the chance that as the city is turning around and growing, that we're just going to be pushing out the people that grew up here and are living here, right? The term of gentrification, right? So the people that we're working with are at the highest risk of being pushed out of their own city, of their own neighborhood. And so really focusing on how can we uplift the people that we are serving so that they are able to have a more stable foundation where they are able to grow and live and continue those roots that they've already set here. So really focusing on how our programming can really help the people around us and uplift them. That's kind of the main focus for us, for both at Franklin Avenue Mission and in our new programs at York Avenue as well. So that's our main focus.
So since you talked about York Avenue, want to find out a little bit more about what you guys are, what you do. You have a food pantry and then also do worship, correct?
Correct. So York Avenue, even before I got there, Pastor Randy Schultz, who retired at the end of September, we stepped in on October 3rd, I think was the Sunday that we stepped in there. But they have a food pantry program there that they operate on Thursday mornings. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning on Thursdays. And so that's a way that they are serving to feed those who are just kind of behind in that way. They also have a clothes closet program there. Actually, they kind of inherited Franklin Avenue Mission's clothes closet. Franklin Avenue Mission, we're transitioning away from a full-time clothes closet ministry, and we're gonna cut back to an emergencies only kind of clothes closet facility with the intention of installing a laundromat and shower facility on our campus. That's down the road. That's probably 2022. Maybe 2023, but it's on the roadmap of where we're going, and so we were able to send some clothes over there. They don't have the facilities to install those just yet, a laundromat or a shower facility. So a clothes ministry makes sense there, and so they operate that on Thursday mornings as well. As far as in-person worship, the Body of Christ gathers at York Avenue at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. And it's a beautiful church, absolutely beautiful church, both architecturally and personally. The church is more than just the building. It's a beautiful congregation of people who love Jesus. And it's a real privilege to be there and sharing the gospel.
Now I got to ask, with that clothing closet moving away from the Franklin Avenue Mission, is my good friend Ida, is she going to be okay with that?
Oh, yeah. Ida, her daughter Wanda, and her son Michael have been tremendous servants here since even before I was called and arrived here, and probably Rachel for you as well.
They are
some of the most dedicated people who are here. I think they are good with that. In fact, they've been very helpful in transitioning and moving our closet to and fro and shrinking it down. So they're on board with that. I think they're excited for a laundromat themselves, especially one that they can just walk right across the street to. You know, it's going to be good for the community. And one of the things that kind of spurred this is the impetus of the change. And I want to suggest this to all of our listeners to this podcast. There's a book called When Helping Hurts. When Helping Hurts is a really good foundational text for missional work as Christians. When we think about missional work, you know, obviously we think Matthew 28. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. But also within mission work, there is this other category of compassionate care ministry, compassionate care mission work, and that's almost more what we focus on here. This is Matthew chapter 9, when Jesus is going throughout all the towns and villages, talking with those who are cast out, working with those who are sick or with disease. He's caring for those around. When Helping Hurts talks about when the church, out of their love and compassion for the neighbor, actually supports and creates cycles or systems of dependency. And so when we do full-time ministry like a clothes closet, for example, which honestly was phenomenally well done here. Our clothes closet director is a former general manager up at one of the Birch Run outlets. I would argue it was probably the tightest run operation in the mission. It was incredible. I could never be as organized as she was. But when those things happen, people come back, you know, every week or every 2 weeks. All right, time for a new pair of pants, time for a new shirt. And it just becomes this cycle of back and back and back and forth into the mission. By allowing them to wash their clothes in a laundromat type facility or allowing them to take showers, it allows them to create ownership of what God has given them, right? We believe that God provides us food and drink, house and home, clothing, shoes, all of these things. And certainly, if God has given it to us, we should take care and steward what God has given us. So it allows us to instill that. People are able to take ownership of what they have and don't just get trapped in this cycle of getting more and more and more and discarding it wherever they go.
All right. So for people who may be new, and maybe we should have done this before, why don't we talk a little bit about the Franklin Avenue mission and what you do and who you serve?
Yeah, absolutely. So Franklin Avenue mission kicked off 2015, 2016, somewhere in there. And the way that it operates is it kind of formed around a diner program. Pastor Brad Yotz installed this diner program downstairs, where people were able to come and get food, especially those living in food deserts, unable to go and buy food, like I had said earlier. And so that's twice a week. That's Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:45. And the whole goal here was not to feed everybody every meal. That's not something that we're capable of doing. But the idea was, well, we can extend food stamps for maybe just one more weekend for a family. Right, so mom and dad can't buy food for their kids, but let's help them extend what they have just one more weekend if they have to. And in the midst of that, we're able to proclaim the gospel and say, hey, look, Jesus loves you. We're here to serve you. Christ is here. He has not abandoned you within this situation. He loves and he cares for you. In the same way, we've been able to do that closed closet ministry that I just shared. We were able to do personal items within our community. So for people who struggle with hygiene, that's toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo, you name it, women's hygienic products, all of that there for them as well, to love and care and make sure that they're healthy. Another thing, and I'll turn over to Rachel, is that we're working with Wellspring Lutheran Services to operate transitional housing. You want to tell them about that?
Yeah, so that is called Our Mercy House. It's right here on campus at Franklin Avenue Mission, and it's a transitional home for mothers and their children that have struggled with homelessness. So they come in, and they're working with caseworkers, employees of Wellspring that are coming alongside them and helping them with whatever it is that they may need to get to that next step. So whether it's vocational training or finding childcare or parenting skills, cooking skills, finishing high school to get their GED. I mean, whatever it is that they need, we are coming alongside them to help them reach their goals. So that way they are able to move out and have this stable foundation and have the strong family unit and hopefully have permanent housing. So that way they're no longer struggling with that homelessness. So that's one of our main programs here. Another one I'd like to bring up is our custodial training program, which is newer. We just started that this summer. And so we will bring on people to train them in custodial work and also pair them with a mentor who will work alongside them, teaching them how to do a job interview, how to build a resume, but also help them through any struggles they have in their life that has kept them from keeping and sustaining a job. So whether that's connecting them with other agencies or just finding some other support that will help them through that. So we've started that this summer and have had our first person go through the program and graduate, and we are now helping him find that permanent job for him. So that's been really exciting for us as well here.
Yeah, Rachel, cool to hear about the success story there. How about the success stories that you're seeing through Mercy House?
Yeah, so we are constantly having a full house at Mercy House. There's always new mothers and their children coming in, and we are seeing mothers move out and having their own house or apartment that they are moving into. And so we are constantly having those success stories, it seems almost every other month or so. And we're able to connect them to more of our programming at Franklin Avenue Mission too. And so we're seeing them come into the building and we're able to build that relationship. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of success that's been coming out of that program.
For me, it's really hard because you get attached to these people, whether it's mom or child, and you want to see them succeed. And success is them moving on and, mm-hmm. and being able to buy a house. But success also means you have to say goodbye. I really struggle saying goodbye because the kids who are in there are awesome too. We get to spend a lot of time with them, and it's such a mix of emotions to see them succeed and grow out of the program.
Yeah, absolutely. So from the custodial efforts to York Avenue Mission and now the Luke Project, there's no time to even take a breath, really, is there?
Yeah, the Luke Clinic. The Luke Clinic is coming here November 10th. So that's, well, depending on when the podcast gets released, that's a week from today as we're talking. But it's moving quick. This has been almost a year and a half in the making since we first started this conversation with the Luke Clinic, and we're really excited about it. Now, the Luke Clinic in Detroit, it's truly a mobile clinic out of Family of God, which is really good and exciting. So they store and they move all their equipment and in and out and through Family of God in Detroit, and along with that, they also have their ambulance unit that lets them take the clinic on the road. Here at Franklin Avenue, we've actually allowed them to construct a very physical clinic structure within our building. So we had an overflow dining room for the diner that we allowed them to take over. They've constructed a permanent four-room clinic that includes an ultrasound unit and a lab inside. And so theoretically, they are able to self-contain all aspects of prenatal care, to my knowledge, with the exception of delivery, that will obviously be taken care of at Hurley Hospital here in Flint, or for those who desire, I believe they're being transported down to University of Michigan Hospital in Ann Arbor. But still, along with the permanent structure, they still have the ambulance unit up here in Flint where they can take prenatal care on the road to mothers in need who can't come to the clinic, who don't have transportation or can't get out of work at a fast food restaurant or whatever it is. They can go to a house, they can go to the parking lot, and they can get it done.
Tell me about the daycare. Now, what's going on here?
So the daycare is a program that we have really tried to get going here probably for the past 2 years. It's been on our radar. COVID obviously put a wrench into the system. But our goal is to open up, I believe, September 2022. So just under a year from now. And we're renovating our facility. One of the ways that we're able to benefit from also moving the clothes closet is the clothes closet was the central building or the central room in our facility. That's going to become our main office. And for those who have visited our facility before at Franklin Avenue, on the Franklin Avenue campus, our main office is attached to our playground right outside. We're going to transition our main office into an early childhood care center. And we're going to blow a hole through the wall and have access to the playground out there. It's going to be very transformational. Awesome. I'm excited for it. I love construction. I love the demolition that goes prior to construction, all of these things. But that's a piece of that. It's going to be a early childhood. So that's infants. And Rachel, I think we're going up to three. Is that the game plan?
Yes. Yeah. As of right now, three. Mm-hmm. With hopes to expand maybe in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. But we have to start somewhere, and we can kind of keep right. It localized to that. We have a early childhood specialist. Her name is Claudia Hansen, who has been running a preschool over at one of our sister churches in St. Clair for probably 25 years or so. She knows what she's doing. She's coming in. She's taking a look at the regulations and rules and what we need to have happen, how to update our facility. In addition to, we've actually just hired one of our own members who's been coming here from the community. And we're going to help get her trained up with an associate in early childhood so that she can be one of our teachers on staff. We've already hired her, but we want to get her in place and ready to go for 2022.
Okay, so with all this going on, I have to imagine there might be some needs. How can people get involved?
So the biggest needs that we have are volunteers. Volunteers for all of our programming, whether it's Luke Clinic, if you want to provide medical care for moms and for infants, or if you want to go and volunteer over in Mercy House. Mercy House is a wonderful place for volunteers. They're looking for people to work with kids, tutoring after school. We've got some school age kids in there. You know, for people who want to teach moms, you know, their favorite meal or dish, that's a possibility. For people who want to come and serve within our diner and serve families as they're coming on Tuesdays and Thursdays at Franklin Avenue Mission, those are all needs we have here. And you can go online to our new website, flintmissionnetwork.org, and you'll find some information on that as well for means of volunteering there. Also, we're looking for volunteers to come and join us over at York Avenue Mission, or it's still technically Our Savior Lutheran Church if you were to Google it. Like that's the address you'll find at 6901 North Saginaw here in Flint. So we're looking for people who are interested in doing the food pantry there. Food pantry is for people who love serving their neighbors, especially caring for the hungry, but like playing Tetris, right? Because you got to stack the cans all over the place. If that's your jam, come on in. We'd love to have you. If you want to work in the clothes closet there, by all means, love volunteers. And truthfully, as we're growing the church there, if you are a Lutheran but you haven't been to church in a while and you're just kind of peripherally hanging out with the Michigan District LCMS, come join us on Sundays. Like we're looking to build the body of Christ there. And so that involves reaching out into the community, doing outreach work. We love people who love prayer walking. We love people who want to go talk to people out on Saginaw Street, which is the main artery through Flint. If you want to hang out on York Avenue, which is the corner that we're on, talk to people at the bus stop. I don't know. Whatever kind of floats your boat as far as mission work goes, we'd love to have you in whatever gifts Christ has given you for the church.
All right, so flintmissionnetwork.org.
FlintMissionNetwork.org.
Okay. And if you can't remember that, the Old Faithful, Franklin Avenue Mission, will also get you there as well, too, correct?
Are we forwarding that one yet? Because we're transitioning between web hosts.
Yes. Not yet, but we soon. Will. We should be able to get a link on there.
Soon. Yeah.
Sounds like everything you guys are doing and everything you have going on right now is absolutely incredible, and it's really, really exciting.
Oh, I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. God is good.
Christian, Rachel, thanks again, and we want to thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day.